what you said about in the last year, you were talking about people that we all choose our physical bodies from the non-physical in detail. And you were speaking to someone at that time who worked with autistic and Down syndrome, and you said if it was at all possible, they chose in even greater detail. I think you said something like that today, too. That gave me great soothing because of my own physical challenge. And I was I've always had this physical challenge, but I didn't really know it. I realize if I were a child born today, they would have seen a child who was less able, less coordinated, couldn't bike, couldn't skate, couldn't swim, and they would have taken me apart and worked with me. Because that didn't happen when I was a child, in a way, I can look at that and say that was good. I mean, not to say that I didn't feel a bit apart because I was never chosen for the teams or that kind of thing, but I was never given any kind of label, and I never really felt, I just adapted, you know? I just did my life. And I did pretty darn well until a few years ago when it started to, now according to the doctor, I had a deficit, and the deficit caught up with me. And they gave it a label, but that's not necessary. So I guess my question is, now I'm better than I was a couple of years ago when we actually spoke about my leg weakness. I've been listening to your wonderful rampage that you gave me then over and over, and I've got a lot of improvement. Can I, however, improve beyond that which I was born with?
All right, so here's the question. So first we want to say to you, you said something that we want to clarify, and that is you really are not as precise about your physical bodies and your time and placement of birth as you all would like it to make it out mm-hmm. to be. You have this sensation, you have this personality attitude from your non-physical vantage point that goes something like, just let me at it, I'll figure it out as I go. Because I know the laws and I know I have guidance and whatever it is will be wonderful and there's so much to choose from. It's sort of like walking into a plethora of choices and believing that from among them you can make a really good life from it. That really is more the attitude that you have rather than the precision.
Okay.
So as you come into this physical experience, you always come from this vantage point. Now, this we think is the thing that you've been reaching for in all of the questions that you've asked here just now. Mm-hmm. And we want to state it emphatically and unequivocally. This non-physical energy escrow from which you come forth is, from your physical standards, that which you would call supreme and sublime. In other words, it's the place of angels. In other words, there's not anything broken about that energy stream from which, in other words, there's none of that, oh, I didn't get it right in the last life, so I'm going to come forth and in some way compensate for something that I didn't get right. There is none of that. Right. It's only from a pure positive energy vantage point that you come forth. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing that we really want you to hear. It doesn't matter what vibrations were going on with your parents or with your mm-hmm. mother. It doesn't matter what vibrations surrounded you. It doesn't even matter if you were born with disabilities or if the disabilities caught up with you later because of vibration that you were taught at early ages. None of that matters, because the thing that is absolute is that you have this perfect vibrational escrow from which you were being born, to which you have added to even more definitively since you've been here. And at any point, you don't have to die and be born again in order to come into vibrational alignment with what you now seek. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to say to anyone who's experiencing any kind of a disability by their terms, no matter what it is. If your life has caused you to now clarify that you want something different than mm-hmm. you've now got, you got to know that your own life of struggling in this body has darn well put it there into that vibrational escrow. The question is, do you have to wait till you croak in order to redeem those vouchers, or can you let it in now? That's the question. That's where healings mm-hmm. come from. That's mm-hmm. how those magical things come, where everything that the doctors know is defied. In other words, if you believe in your vibrational escrow, if you believe in your angel, if you believe that your life is worth something, if you believe that you put something in vibrational escrow, and now you believe that you have the capacity to become a vibrational match to it, you can have it immediately.
What about, I know a woman who was born with one leg. She's called a genetic amputee, Could she grow a leg?
She could, but you know, when you ask a question that challenges your belief to the max, it does not help your cause.
Okay.
In other words, when we say all things are possible, we're not kidding you. But we have to clarify that by saying all things that you desire and that you believe are possible. Mm-hmm. You've got to close the gap. So when you acknowledge that your life, it is perfectly possible and fine to live whatever you're living and accept it as what it is and not ask for something different. And most people are pretty much doing that. Mm-hmm. They're living what they're living. They're asking for something different, but they're not believing that they can have it enough to do any work about it. Mm-hmm. So they just accept. They acquiesce to what is. They do their best to make the best of what is, and by accepting what is, they do not allow themselves to become a vibrational match to what they want. In order to move from what is to something that is preferred, you have to make the vibration of what is preferred more dominant than the vibration of what is. Mm-hmm. And that requires concentration. That requires focus. That requires deliberate thinking. That requires paying attention to how you feel. Mm-hmm. That requires getting inside and finding the feeling place of it. Mm-hmm. When we say to you, it is done, and you believe that it is done, and then you just think pleasant thoughts about the experiencing of what is done, and you are able to do that more dominantly than focus upon some current reality that is less than done. Mm-hmm. When you're able to focus upon what we tell you is done until you are feeling the pleasure of the completion of it, then it must show itself to you in all form and fashion. Mm-hmm. It is law.
Thank you.
And we mean that when we say to you that all of you will catch up with your vibrational escrows when you croak, but the reason we have these conversations is because we don't think you should have to wait till you croak to catch up with them. Mm-hmm. There's such satisfaction in the deliberateness of creating, you say. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, indeed. What is the time? You're fixated on death, you know. If you knew how much you wanted to be in these bodies, you would not all the time be trying to get out of them.